Track 8. Norwich Pubs. The pub crawl continues this month, with visits to the Belgian Monk, the Brandford Arms, the Signet, and the Two-Necked Swan. Maggie will show us around.
In the 1890s, there was a lot of house building on the northern suburbs, including the area between Sproston Road and Silver Road. This included the provision of pubs and shops as the infrastructure for the new residents. A bakery had been set up in Brandford Road, and in 1895, Jonas Lake applied for a licence to turn part of the buildings into a public house to be named the Brandford Stores. He was granted that licence on condition that there was to be no access from the bakery to the licensed premises. The licence was granted in exchange for three others. One was the Victoria Gardens, which stood at St Stephen's Gate. Originally, this had been called Quantrell's Pleasure Gardens and was meant to serve the pleasure gardens that used to be sited southeast of the gate, approximately where Marsh's office buildings used to stand. The second licence was given up was the Villa Gardens in Martineau Lane, Old Lakenham, and the third licence was that of the Farrier's Arms. This building still stands today and is known as the Belgian Monk on Pottergate, where it is still possible to get excellent beer. However, by the 1890s, it had a poor reputation and there were many complaints about the way the pub was run. In 1891, the chief constable had to write to the commanding officer of the military barracks to ask for the assistance of the military to protect the pub from violence arising from rows outside the Farrier's Arms. Therefore, the authorities were only too pleased to refuse the licence and transfer it to the northern suburbs. The building, now the Belgian Monk Restaurant, was restored and largely reconstructed by George Skipper in 1816. It appears that Jonas Lake ran both the bakery and the public house, as he later applied for permission for access to be granted to the bakery as long as he did not use it for any of the pub's business. But this was not granted after the chief constable objected. This building had a bevelled corner entrance with a large space above the door where the pub's name used to be. It was originally a Stewart and Patterson house, before having a variety of owners after Watney Mann had sold it. It had a brief time being named as the Brandford Arms before reverting to the original Brandford Stores and then being closed in 2009 when it was converted to housing. Originally, it only started as a beer house before being granted a full licence in 1925. Another of the pubs built to serve the new housing between Sproston and Silver Roads, which is gone, was the Signet, originally on the corner of Churchill Road and Silver Road. Here even the building no longer remains. This got its licence 3 years after the Brandford Stores in 1898. It also benefited by a licence being transferred from a pub, the Two-Necked Swans, which used to stand in Norwich Marketplace. One wonders whether this had any bearing on the choice of Signet as the name for the pub. This pub had some striking tilework on its exterior, most of which disappeared when it was demolished in 2006, 2 years after it shut, and was replaced by eight houses. However, the old pub name engraved on the exterior was incorporated into the exterior of one of the houses and is now the only indication on the site of the Victorian Backstreet local. It's a pity the building did not survive, like the Brandford Stores.
Thank you, Maggie.